One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah.
I want to welcome you to today's very special program. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to share a few things with you in God's Word. Some very important things that I trust will help you in your personal life, to help your faith strong, help you understand God's mind. And a few things I want to talk about center on that you have a life and a future with Christ. You have a life and a future with Christ. And this is true. This is true. I know that there are those who believe that there's no God. For some reason, they came to the conclusion that there is no God. But I want to show you a few verses from the Bible, what the Word of God says. So I'm going to read, beginning with Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 2. It says, "A fool hath no delight in understanding." A fool has no delight. He's not glad. He's never gladdened by understanding. He doesn't care about understanding more than he already has. You can't try to teach him. He's not willing to listen. The Word of God says he's a fool. He says, "A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself." The Bible says such a person is a fool. Go to chapter 28, still book of Proverbs, 28 and verse 26. "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." Have you ever met someone who says, "I believe in myself. I trust in myself"? The Bible says such a person is a fool. Look at it. "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." Now, this is so important. Now, I want you to go to Psalm 14 and verse 1, and we'll read from the CJB, the Complete Jewish Bible. It says, "For the Leader" by David, meaning that David wrote this, all right? King David wrote this psalm and sent it to the leader of the choir. So he says, fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They deal corruptly. Their deeds are vile. Not one does what is right. He says, fools say in their hearts, there is no God. So those who say that there is no God, the Bible says, they're fools. This was written by King David. Fools say in their hearts. They may not even say it outside, but in their hearts, that's what they really think, that there's no God. The Bible says, such are fools. Why would you want to listen to a fool? Think about it. Go to Psalm 53, verse 1, still in the CJB. Very similar. It says, "For the Leader, on Machalat, a masculine of David." Still letting us know David wrote it. He says, "A brutish fool tells himself there isn't any God." You know what it means by brutish fool? Not British fool. Brutish, meaning that such people have no human sensitivities. They treat others like beasts. They have no human feeling. He says, such people tell themselves that there isn't any God. No wonder they act the way they do. Look at it. It says, such people are depraved. All their deeds are vile. Not one of them does what is good. Think about that. Did they know that this is in the Bible? No. Hear what God tells us. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Listen to what it says. He who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer. Did you see that? He says, if you walk with the wise, you will become wise. But if you become a companion, a friend of those who think the way we just read, whom the Bible calls fools, he said, you will suffer. You will suffer in life. And you will suffer before God. In fact, in the King James Version, look at the King James Version. It says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. That is his future. So what are we supposed to do? Don't follow a fool. Simple. When you know that someone has disregard for the things of God, don't listen to him. Doesn't matter whether he's a professor or he's a politician. Doesn't matter. You can't listen to him. Because if you follow him, the Bible says, you will suffer. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. A companion of fools will suffer. That is the future of someone who is a companion of fools. And he told us who fools are. There's another thing that fools do. Let me show it to you again in the Bible. Go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. First, we read it from the King James translation. It says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Fools make a mock at sin. That's terrible. They laugh over things that are wrong. They make jests over sins. They use sin to mock other people. But do you know the interesting thing in the Hebrew connotation, in its original, it also says that sin actually mocks them, but they don't know. While they are mocking at the righteous who stay away from sin and they keep sinning, sin mocks them. I read that to you from the Amplified Translation. Go to the Amplified Translation. You see, it brings both thoughts in there. Fools make a mock of sin, and sin mocks the fools who are its victims. A sin offering made by them only mocks them, bringing them disappointment and disfavor. But among the upright, there is the favor of God. Blessed be God. Fools make a mock at sin. They don't think it makes any sense to live right before God. After all, they don't think he's real. They don't think he cares about us. They think he's far away, he's not real. But they are wrong. They're wrong. They're dead wrong. Jesus Christ was God's manifestation of himself to men. Jesus Christ. He was the revelation of God to men. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, I think that it will be important for you to follow these scriptures. That's why I'm giving them to you, so that on your own, you can study these things for yourself. See that they're in the Bible. Look at it. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Think about that. So Jesus Christ wasn't doing whatever he was doing all by himself. He says God was in him. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Here's another beautiful thing you'd love. I'm going to read to you 18 verses from St. John's Gospel chapter 1. And I want you to follow the reading of these scriptures very carefully. So we can read from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word of God. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can't separate a man from his Word. In the same way, you can't separate God from his Word. God and his Word are one. You see, a man's Word is the character of the man. All right. So, in the beginning was the Word. No, we read again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, everything, all things were made by Him. He's already calling the Word Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. We just keep reading. In Him was life. And I want you to notice the use of the past tense. Why? Because He's telling you a story. You're going to find out what this story is about shortly. He's telling you a story. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. God's word. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. The word of God. The word of God. He was in the world. And the world without him was not anything made that was made. We just read it. That's the word of God. So now, in the verse we just read, the 10th verse, he says, God's word was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world did not know him. How was the word of God in the world? Because God spoke to men. He spoke to men, and sometimes he spoke to them through prophets. His word was already in the world, but they didn't realize that the word that they heard was himself God. He's telling us a story, and I want you to follow. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. What do you mean he came unto his own? Because he had a covenant with Abraham. And with that covenant, he chose a certain people to be his own. Among all the nations, the Bible tells us. According to the scriptures, he chose Abraham and his seed. And that metamorphosed into the nation Israel. So the prophets, that's why you can read, all the prophets came from there. They brought the word of God to them. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Listen, look at the next. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, he's beginning to tell us something, which he will reveal shortly. Because the word came and the word never left. He says, a word was sent and it lighted upon Jacob. You see, it descended there and stayed there. But watch, next verse. Which were born. Now, here, you have a verse, this verse and the 16th verse, you have the closest that John got to going beyond the limits of his current discussion. These two verses let us know that apart from everything that he told us in the Gospels, he had an insight into the revelations that you have in the epistles. That tells you something about what he already knew before he wrote this. That indication is very important. That's good for Bible scholars. But let's keep reading. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word. So he goes back to the story that he's been telling us. The story of the word. The word was made flesh. Now, look at the New King James translation for a second. There's a reason I want you to look at it. Because the was made was not the best rendering of the Greek in the context. It's the word became. So in the review of the King James in the NKJV, they gave it to you more correctly. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh. Remember, he told you the word was God. It says in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. It says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He was God. I said, mark the past tenses. He was. The Word was God. He made all things. He was God. Now he tells you, he became flesh. Can you see it now? The Word became flesh. The Word was God and became human like us. That's Jesus. The Word was God. He was himself God and became flesh and dwelt among us. And John says, we beheld his glory. We saw him. You remember, he was one of the apostles. He says, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He says, Jesus was full of grace and truth. Look at the next verse. John bear witness of him. He says, John the Baptist bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness, blessed be God, have all we received and grace for grace. That's the 16th verse I was telling you about. You know, I could preach a whole lot to you on this, but I want to stay in the context for today. And of his fullness have all we received and grace for grace. So he goes on in verse 17, back to his discussion. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. The law was given by Moses. What is John telling us? John is telling us that the law did not completely reveal who God really was. So if you followed the law, you couldn't get to know God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.